Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin squeezed to $23,000, is still open as the crypto market cap holds key support. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis, including Crypto Capo, main bearish timeline broken, bullish confirmation for the short squeeze will be a break of the $20,700 to $20,800 resistance. After this, we should see $22,500 to $23,000. Including Kevin Svensson, people keep trying to call the DXY top and the Bitcoin bottom without any reason for it. I think it's going to be pretty clear when it happens. For now, we're just getting continuation up on the DXY and Bitcoin as sustaining low levels. There is no reason to believe a trend shift is happening. And quoting Matthew Hyland, this will end the capitulation of the global markets and a blow off top of the US dollar at some point. We aren't there yet. And as Plan B shares here, Bitcoin below the 200-week moving average and below the realized price. Also be sharing his latest updates with the RSI. Now for a fun fact, 10 years ago today, the Bitcoin price was $10. Like, whoa. Also in today's show, crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop outlines what needs to happen for Bitcoin and crypto markets to reverse course. Quoting the analyst here, in the end, the euro and the US dollar has to reverse too and reclaim 1.01 so it can be a trigger for other currencies, including Bitcoin. Also in today's show, here's when Bitcoin historically finds its bottom, according to top crypto analysts. Quoting Rec Capital here, historically Bitcoin bear markets tend to find their absolute bottom price approximately 365 days after the previous bull market peak. It has almost been 300 days since the bull market peak. Also in today's show, Bitcoin firebrand Michael Saylor responds to the accusations of tax fraud in Washington, D.C. Quoting Saylor here, a decade ago, I bought a historic house in Miami Beach and moved my home there from Virginia. Although MicroStrategy is based in Virginia, Florida is where I live, vote, and have reported for jury duty, and it is at the center of my personal and family life. I respectfully disagree with the position of the District of Columbia and look forward to a fair resolution in the courts. Also in today's show, I'll be sharing Bitcoin's unbelievable forecast for 2032. Keeping in mind, Bitcoin is up over 9,000,000% in the past decade. We're going to be discussing a $200,000 Bitcoin price by 2027, $500,000 by 2030, and an $800,000 Bitcoin price prediction by 2032. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV, and welcome to podcast episode number 1035 of the Crypto News Alerts pod. Now, Bitcoin returned to $20,000 on September 2nd amid renewed bets on a short squeeze higher. Here you're checking out the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin recovering from another dip below the $20,000 mark on the day, continuing range-bound behavior. Bitcoin gave little insight into which direction the next breakout could be, with opinions differing on the surrounding environment. Now, amid downside pressure on risk assets and a strong U.S. dollar, overall consensus appeared to favor long-term weakness continuing. And for popular trader Crypto Capo, however, there is still reason to believe that a relief bounce could enter first, thanks to the majority of the market expecting immediate losses to continue. Now, a short squeeze of short positions can hit, pushing the spot price out of its multi-day trading range to target as much as $23,000. Quoting Capo here, main bearish timeline broken. Bullish confirmation for the short squeeze would be a break of the 20,700 to 20,800 resistance. After this, we should see 22,500 to 23,000. Invalidation for the short squeeze idea, break 19,500, and main confirmation would be a clean break of $19,000. As shared here in this chart. And at the time of this recording, Bitcoin is currently trading at $20,300, still requiring effort to enter the launch zone for the short squeeze. And back to the dollar, other crypto sources argued that the status quo was not yet showing signs of fundamental change. The U.S. dollar currency index, better known as the DXY, hit fresh 20-year highs on September 1st. And quoting Kevin Svensson, people keep trying to call the DXY top and the Bitcoin bottom without any reason for it. I think it's going to be pretty clear when it happens. For now, we're just getting continuation up on the DXY. Why in Bitcoin is still sustaining low levels. There is no reason to believe a trend shift is happening. And quoting Matthew Hyland, this will end in capitulation of the global markets and a blow off top of the U.S. dollar at some point. We aren't there yet. And offering a more optimistic take, we have crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop. In his latest YouTube update on the day, he told market participants to pay less attention to the Bitcoin chart and instead focus on the overall crypto market cap. With Bitcoin acting below the 200-week moving average for an extended period, a first in Bitcoin history, it was not unwarranted for sentiment to favor further losses. Quoting him here, more importantly, watching the total market cap chart makes more sense as that one grants more information on this. He explained the total market cap is showing support is around the corner as this one kept the 200 moving average of support and rested on the previous all-time high too. And he thus forecasted a potential recess of the 200-week moving average whereupon a clear bottom signal would have been printed while most of the people are anticipating a crash towards $12,000. So there you have it. Which crypto analyst do you agree most with? Let me know in the comments below. And Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model, updates us here. Bitcoin below the 200-week moving average and below realized price. And he also shares here, Bitcoin RSI 42.2. If history is any guide, RSI could be 90 plus in 1 to 3 years time, unless you think history says nothing about the future and this time is different. Your choice. And someone responded, the trend is your friend. Unfortunately, most people don't have the patience. Plan B responded, 100, the trend is your friend, and the impatient pay the party. Now for a fun fact, 10 years ago today, the Bitcoin price was $10. Could you imagine buying Bitcoin at 10 bucks? Holy moly is all I gotta say. And before I break down next story of the day, crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop outlines what needs to happen for Bitcoin and crypto markets to reverse course. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. You can see most of the major cryptos are finally pumping again, back in the green. We got Bitcoin up about 1.3% for the day, trading just above $20,200. We have Ether up 3.5%, maintaining just above $1,600, while Binance Coin, Solana, Avalanche, Polkadot, XRP, and Cardano are all pumping and in the green. We even have Matic pumping in the forest green, up 7.5% for the day. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Popular crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop is laying out what needs to happen for the king crypto and the rest of the crypto market to reverse course. In a new video update, he tells his 165,000 YouTube subs that crypto traders should keep an eye on what the U.S. dollar is doing, as well as how the euro is faring against the dollar. Quoting him here, the DXY index is looking at a potential reversal soon as the monthly is getting into territories with the areas we have not seen since the peak in February 2015, which was ultimately the bottom of the bear market for Bitcoin. The weekly is looking at a potential reversal, but it's all dependent on the coming weeks and whether or not the DXY drops beneath 108.6 points. And in the end, the euro and the US dollar has to reverse too and reclaim 1.01, as that can be a trigger for other currencies, including Bitcoin. Now, Vande Pop isn't the only crypto analyst to note the importance of the DXY to crypto's future price moves. Popular trader Justin Bennett tells his 107,000 Twitter followers that the dollar needs to cool off in order for crypto to rally. Quoting Justin Bennett here, the argument against a rally for risk assets is the DXY, which is breaking above 109.3 today, need the dollar to cool off for crypto to rally. And he also adds, remember, though that the daily close is what matters, everything in between is noise. And Vande Pop shared his recent update here. Crucial area approaching for the DXY to sustain uptrend. Multiple higher time frames signaling bearish divergences and weakness. Meanwhile, the euro and the US dollar back above one. And before I break down next story of the day, here's when Bitcoin historically finds its bottom, according to top crypto analysts. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under that critical $1 trillion milestone, but about $58 billion in volume. In the past 24 hours, the current Bitcoin dominance back on the decline at 39% even, with the Ether dominance at 19.7%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Celsius leading the pack, up 22%, trading at $1.46, followed by Decred up 12.5%, trading at $31.50, followed by One Inch Network up about 11%, trading just under 73 cents. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, we have Luna Classic leading the pack up 82.3%, Celsius up about 30%, we got Bit up 18.6%, and XEC up 17.7%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, shows we are currently rated a 25 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday a 20, last week a 27, and last month a 34 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A widely followed crypto analyst says he's identified when Bitcoin tends to bottom out during the bear markets. This anonymous trader, Rec Capital, tells his 328,000 Twitter followers that Bitcoin is fast approaching its bottom, which is historically inclined to form about a year after its previous bull market peak. Quoting him here, historically, Bitcoin bear markets tend to find their absolute bottom price approximately 365 days after the previous bull market peak. It has been almost 300 days since the bull market peak. So if history repeats, the Bitcoin bottom is still at least 2 months away. And the analyst also notes that the top crypto asset by market cap is reaching its bear market bottom, a time when traders should take advantage of the opportunity. Investor sentiment centered around Bitcoin is paradoxically negative. Quoting him here, Bitcoin is getting increasingly closer to ending its bear market downtrend, slowly reaching the point of maximum financial opportunity. Paradoxically, this is the time when most investors are most dejected, fearful, pessimistic about Bitcoin. Rec Capital then says it's important for investors to keep a proactive investing mindset rather than a passive one. As he shares here, the question shouldn't be, will Bitcoin go to new lows? The question should be, what will I do if Bitcoin goes to new lows? And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin firebrand Michael Saylor responds to accusations of tax fraud in Washington, D.C., as well as I share with you some very bullish Bitcoin price predictions, including Bitcoin's unbelievable forecast for 2032. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1300 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. And if you like receiving daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this, make sure you subscribe to the channel, hit that bell to turn on all notifications. Will Smith, that like button and drop a comment below. And I greatly appreciate your continued support. And of course, you can follow me all across social media and podcasting platforms, including Spotify, Apple's iTunes, crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, Instagram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor is responding to accusations of committing tax evasion by the Attorney General of Washington, D.C. That's right. Yesterday, Attorney General Carl Racine announced he is suing the Bitcoin maximalist because he lived in Washington, D.C. for over 10 years but has never paid any taxes. Quoting the attorney general here, new, today we are suing Michael Saylor, a billionaire tech executive who has lived in the district for more than a decade but has never paid any D.C. income taxes for tax fraud. We're also suing his company, MicroStrategy, for conspiring to help him evade taxes he legally owes on hundreds of millions of dollars he earned while living in D.C. It is the first lawsuit brought under D.C.'s recently amended False Claims Act, encouraging whistleblowers to report residents who evade our tax laws by misrepresenting their residence. And he concludes here, with this lawsuit, we're putting residents and employers on notice that if you enjoy all the benefits of living in our great city while refusing to pay your fair share in taxes, we will hold you accountable. And Jordan Skatchel responded, your city is a dump LOL. Now, Michael Saylor recently responded to the accusations in a new report by Virginia Business, saying that while his business is located in D.C., he is a resident of Florida. Quoting him here, a decade ago, I bought a historic house in Miami Beach and moved my home there from Virginia. Although MicroStrategy is based in Virginia, Florida is where I live, vote, and have reported for jury duty, and it is at the center of my personal and family life. I respectfully disagree with the position of the District of Columbia and look forward to a fair resolution in the courts. Now, MicroStrategy also issued a statement in the report saying that the company has nothing to do with Saylor's personal tax liabilities. As shared here, the case is a personal tax matter involving Mr. Saylor. The company was not responsible for his day-to-day affairs and did not oversee his individual tax responsibilities, nor did the company conspire with Mr. Saylor in the discharge of his personal tax responsibilities. The District of Columbia's claim against the company are false, and we will defend aggressively against this overreach. So there you have it. And last month, Saylor stepped down as the MicroStrategy CEO, which we all know, a move the executive says has nothing to do with the software company posting nearly $1 billion in Bitcoin losses during the second quarter of the year. That's right. He said he would step down as the CEO of MicroStrategy so he can pursue his passion, which is acquisition of the King Crypto. And what are your thoughts surrounding this tax evasion lawsuit launched by Attorney General Carl Racine against Michael Saylor and MicroStrategy? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Bitcoin truly rose to prominence in 2020 before taking off in 2021. Specifically, it hit an all-time high of about 69,000 in November of last year, but it has come back down to earth in 2022. Much like the rest of the market, Bitcoin launched in 2009 and its price climbed more than 9,000,000% over the next 11 years. And this is despite the crypto winter in 2018 when the entire market took a major hit. The Bitcoin has staying power and a lower barrier to entry right now. Furthermore, the crypto boom is still alive and well due to a surge of new young and energetic investors. And as a result, most analysts consider Bitcoin to be a home run investment over the next decade. I agree 100%. The current Bitcoin price prediction has Bitcoin hovering around $200,000 by 2027, which is 5 years away. And by 2030, the average projection is sitting at $500,000. We're talking about $500,000 per coin for the King Crypto by 2030. And by 2032, it can hit $800,000 per coin or more. And if you do the math, the next halving is scheduled to take place in 2024. We'll have a second halving in 2028. And then in 2032, another halving. Now, these are obviously lofty expectations, but major players such as Changely are sticking to these Bitcoin price forecasts. What are your thoughts surrounding the Bitcoin price by the year 2030 or 2032? Do you feel $800,000 is a possibility? Let me know in the comments below. Now, obviously, Bitcoin isn't going anywhere. Its projections are better than almost any other investment in the world. However, you must take the Bitcoin price prediction with a grain of salt. So to speak, it is clear that Bitcoin has massive long-term value, but will it really hit $1 million per coin in the next decade? I absolutely think so, but the likelihood that Bitcoin hits $1 million by 2032, according to others, is quite low. But what are your thoughts? Let me know below. It's looking like major growth is on the way nonetheless. Coming close to $500,000 per coin would bring in massive life-changing gains for the current investors who hold on for the long term. Where my long-term Bitcoin hodlers at? Make some noise in the comments below. Also like to point out that the Winklevoss twins, Kathy Wood of ARK Invest, they're all predicting $500,000 Bitcoin price here in the near future. And as you can see, the experts were very optimistic about Bitcoin's future. And these are people who spend all day analyzing Bitcoin's price, fluctuations, history, news cycles, and everything in between. So what are your thoughts surrounding this $800,000 Bitcoin price prediction by 2032? Do you feel we can surpass that $1 million milestone as well? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show, Bitcoin squeezed to 23 G's, still open as crypto market cap holds key support. Also shared crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop outlines what needs to happen for Bitcoin and crypto markets to reverse course, as well as here's when Bitcoin historically finds its bottom, according to top crypto analysts. And I also shared with you firebrand Michael Saylor responding to accusations of tax fraud in Washington, D.C. And I also shared with you Bitcoin's unbelievable forecast for 2032. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Marino wrote, great show as always, man. I sometimes catch myself wanting a further drop to scoop some more cheap BTC, and then I don't. What a weird feeling, man. Peace, I can relate 100%. Our next featured comment comes from Quan Long. I love the fact I can count on you for unbiased news every single day. Well, I appreciate your continued support. And our third and final featured comment comes from Saru. Hi, JV. Great show as always. I am French, but lived in California for about 2 years in the early 2000s. Visited Solvang once, and it was a little nice town. One of my favorite movies, Sideways, was also shot partly there, I believe. Anyways, HODL. Cheers. Small world, right? And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, be sure to drop a comment below. And I greatly appreciate everyone's continued support here with the channel in this incredible Bitcoin movement. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Hit that bell to turn on all notifications. Will Smith, that like button. Drop a comment below. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.